And you may notice that it's a little bit quiet. I mean, I'm pretty loud, but it's a little bit quiet on the woman's voice kind of angle thing. That's because Chloe is sick, and I went through so much struggle trying to find a guest to come on here in place of her, because I know we missed last week's episode, and I'm sorry for that. I literally was caught up with so much schoolwork, and also, I wanted Chloe to be here when I announced this, but I'm writing a book, so I'm caught up in that as well, but, you know. But anyway, along with my rambling and all that, we do have a guest. Mia, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry. I'm going to restart. Okay. Hi. This is my first time. What's up, peeps? What's poppin' chicken nuggets?
Anyway. That could be the name of the fans on here, chicken nuggets.
What's poppin' chicken nuggets? I'm going to call you guys chicken nuggets from now on.
Hey, chicken. You know that, weren't chicken nuggets?
Yes.
I may look like a burnt chicken nugget, but I wish I had her self-esteem.
Oh my god.
I may look like a burnt chicken nugget, but I still love myself.
My self-esteem is like, oh man. We were learning about that in class the other day. It wasn't really great. Because we had to learn about it in sports. And it was horrible. Oh man.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of me and Mia came up with this sort of idea for today's episode. Do you want to say the idea, Mia?
Okay, sure. So for today's episode, we're doing what if dinosaurs were still alive?
Like they survived the asteroid sort of thing.
The giant asteroid that destroyed my life with it, because dinosaurs are the bomb. Thank you very much.
Wow. Did you know that they're trying to bring back, like, mammoths and saber-toothed tigers and crap?
Oh, they bloody better, I swear. Oh,
mammoths is 13 foot tall, Mia.
They bloody better. I see myself riding on the back of one of those things. That would be sick. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, should I start reading, or do you have anything else to say?
No, not really, actually.
You're reminding me of so much of, like, Chloe right now. Like, whenever I say, do you have anything else to say, she goes, nah, keep on going.
Nah, it's all good. Just do you, Brody, and we'll be good.
Okay. Well, by the way, we got our information from sciencefocus.com today. Thank you, guys. Around 66 million years ago, a asteroid smashed into our planet. Most people should know that. An estimated 15 billion tons of soot spread through the atmosphere. So, like, rock, dirt, everything. Creating one long night that lasted several years and made photosynthesis all but impossible. It heralded an endless winter that saw average temperatures fall by as much as 28°C. By the way, that's Mia's dog.
Yeah, that's my dog. I'm so sorry if you guys can hear her in the background. Jeez.
It's fine. We all forgive you. I'm speaking for the people.
Yeah, you better forgive me. You don't have a choice now, buddy. Just kidding.
The tongue.
Oh my god, she's just oh my god,
the one time she gets so loud.
Oh, I know, right? Like she just doesn't shush. Okay, sorry, continue.
By the way, Chloe doesn't know that I'm doing this right now. I literally rung her earlier and she's like, I'm sick, I can't do it, and I'm like, I'm gonna take this into my own hands.
She dipped. She was like, bye.
Yeah. These are the conditions that the few wretched creatures that survived in the initial impact had to endure, not to mention the earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires, and volcanic eruptions that swiftly followed in its wake. Around 3/4 of all species went extinct. No animal bigger than a Labrador dog survived. My Labrador is fat, so that must be pretty big animals.
That's different. Never mind. I went to say a running cross golden retriever because that's what my other dog is. And then I realized, wait, that's not a Labrador. Yeah. So that's fun, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of a normal size of a Labrador, so yeah. Anyway. But according to the researchers at University of Texas, things could have been very different. They reported findings that had the asteroid struck Earth just a few minutes earlier, it would have hit the deep ocean rather than shallow sea of Yucatan Peninsula in present-day Mexico. So if it literally hit minutes earlier, it would have just went straight into the sea.
Wow. And it would have, like,
it would have still had effects because, like, the tsunamis, like, the big waves and crap, but...
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
But it wouldn't have made them all extinct.
And it wouldn't have been that, like, bad, to be honest. Like, we'd still have dinosaurs, I guess. Like, we still do have dinosaurs, but I mean, like...
Crocodiles and birds.
The big ones that I can ride on their backs with. Because why not, you know?
Had that been the case... Oh, do you want to say anything?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, go, sorry.
Had that been the case, then the damage would have been more localized. Some of the dinosaurs far from the impact site might have survived, and the world would be a different place today. In our own history, the only feathered theropod dinosaurs, a group of bipedal dinosaurs, we know as birds, made it through the calamity. But how would things have turned out if their larger relatives had joined them? Would dinosaurs still be alive today? And could mammals such as humans have evolved? What would our world look like if we shared it with the descendants of animals like the T-Rex and Triceratops?
I love T-Rexes and Triceratops.
Not until you get eaten by one.
No, they won't eat me.
Are you sure about that?
I'll end up eating them before they eat me.
Okay.
I will. They'll be my new steak. Just kidding.
You're reminding me so much of Nikki from Orange is the New Black.
Really?
Nikki is like your spirit animal.
Oh, wow.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm pretty sure. Is that? Oh. Wait. Oh, my God. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Crazy lesbian chick. With the mascara.
Crazy
lesbian. And real floofed up hair.
Oh my God, really?
Like, and she's pretty wranger.
Is that the chick I remind you of?
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I'm not complaining, but okay.
She's my favorite character, by the way. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure a fairly nice diversity of non-avian dinosaurs would still be here, says Dr. Stephen Broussaite, a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh. If there are no sudden catastrophic shock of the asteroid, I really don't see anything that's happened since. Whether it was the spread of grasslands, changing the ocean currents, the separation of Antarctica from South America, which caused a cold snap, or the more recent ice ages that would have knocked off the dinosaurs.
Hey, I like Ice Age. It's a great movie.
Oh, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the real life Ice Age.
I know.
Oh, in our last episode, right, it was, what if, like, humans went extinct and animals took back the world? You know those nuclear power plants?
Yes.
They would literally just blow up.
Oh, my God.
And it would make, like, giant explosions. God. Because, like, humans have to be there to keep it cool.
Yeah. Honestly, if animals were to take back the world and stuff, we would be doomed. Like, that, like...
I honestly wouldn't be complaining, though. I'd be like, you were born here. We kind of took it over.
We'll be the animals' animals. Does that make sense?
We are already animals, Mia.
No, I know that. I mean, like, we'll be their animals, though.
Oh, they're gonna put us in a zoo.
Yeah, stuff like that. That'll be.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm already in a zoo. I've got 4 siblings, so.
I've got 5.
Oh my god. Okay, and never mind. I see that bag. What the heck?
And a niece and a nephew, so. I'm getting old. Anyway, over the years, many have tried to imagine what kind of creatures dinosaurs might have evolved into had they survived. The most famous attempt is a 1988 book called The New Dinosaurs, an alternative evolution by Scottish geologist and author Dougal Dixon for this magnificent work of speculative zoology. Dixon conjured up creatures such as the catless tooth. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. A pack-hunting saber-toothed predator from South America, the Crebrums, again, sorry if I pronounce that wrong, a flamingo-like
filter-feeding... I'm sure they don't mind, just to be, like, they can, like, you know what I mean?
What?
leave me in my weirdness alone, okay?
Okay. By the way, the next dinosaur is from Australia, where we are.
The next dinosaur is from...
Yeah, the Crebrum or something. A flamingo-like filter-feeding theropod from Australia. And the Gormand, a relative of the T-Rex that lost its front limbs entirely and developed a distensible jaw to allow it to rapidly swallow prey whole. Much like a snake. Okay, in my head, I'm imagining a T-Rex with no arms and it's, like, running through a line of sheep with its jaws, like, wide open, just swallowing them all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you got me imagining that there now. Like,
yeah, like, just a row of sheep and it's, like,
ow. Yeah,
swallowing them whole.
That would be funny. Like, oh, my God, and imagine being, like, on top of the mountain and just watching that.
Oh my god. And then it finishes eating the sheep and then it looks up at you and you're like, oh crap, I gotta leave.
Holy moly.
It just looks at you and starts running towards you and you're like, oh! Starts doing TikTok dances to deter it.
Renegade.
Charlie D'Amelio told me to do this. The T-Rex gets up to you and they're like, you a fan of her too?
Oh my god, that would be funny.
Yeah.
That would actually, like, honestly. And the T-Rex.
Did you just die?
Like, moving its body and stuff. I'm pretty sure I died.
Okay. Remember, the T-Rex doesn't have arms, so how's it supposed to do, like, the renegade and crap?
With its tail and its head.
Okay.
We will find possible ways for me to make it do the renegade.
Oh, we should give it bionic arms. Like we do to humans.
You could probably do that too.
Why haven't we done that already? To like animals that... Oh, we should give arms to emus.
Emus. Why would we give arms to emus so they can chase us?
It's the first animal that popped into my mind without, like, arms.
I could just imagine an emu with arms.
Like, a bionic human arm and they just, like, grab you with their human arms.
That would be...
Okay, perhaps this last idea is entirely wide of the mark. Dr. Tom Holtz, an expert on theropod dinosaurs at the University of Maryland in the U.S., says that both Tyrannosaurus and Abelisaurus, don't know, the two types of big meat eater present in the late Cretaceous and notable for their tiny forelimbs. Did you ever watch that show when you were younger? Dinosaur Train.
Oh my god, yes! That used to be the bomb. I used to, like, wake up at some, like, stupid hour in the morning, because I remember it used to be on stupid hours in the morning.
Yeah, and they used to be like, let's go to the Cretaceous period or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, do you know the movie The Land Before Time?
The Land Before Time.
With, like, Ducky and Spike and...
Yeah, oh my god, yes! Okay, you said Spike, Sarah, you know, I remember. And,
yeah. Anyway, want to know a fun fact about that movie?
What?
You know Ducky, the one that goes, yep, yep, yep.
Yep, 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 yeah.
The voice actor of her died before the movie came out. Oh, and she was 10 years old. She got murdered by her own father. And on her gravestone, it says a concrete angel. And then underneath it goes, yep, yep, yep.
Aww.
I know.
That is so sad. Brody, you're making me upset.
Yeah, so every time you watch that movie, you're going to be like in your head, I'm listening to a voice of a dead 10-year-old.
I'm listening, yeah, wow. I'm listening to a dead person go, yep.
And she died before the movie came out, so she couldn't see how famous it got.
Oh, man. I mean, oh. That would have been so upsetting, though. Like,
I know.
And I think that the father had, like...
The father apparently had been planning it for, like, 5 years, and then he did it, then he killed himself after he shot her. Sorry, I should have put a disclaimer before that. Oh, my God.
Guys,
I'm sorry. Disclaimer.
Damn, Brody.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Guys.
Yeah, just like ignore what he says.
Yeah.
Brody doesn't know what he's on.
Yeah. Could you imagine taking my voice out of this podcast and all you hear from me is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's on. Yeah. Yeah. Don't listen to him.
I could be talking to myself. I would be talking to myself. That would be funny.
Yeah. By the way, we've already been recording for like 20 minutes almost.
Oh, wow. It feels like 5, to be honest.
Yeah. Time goes fast when you're in a podcast. Woo!
Oh, that was rhyming, wasn't it? Time goes fast when you're in a podcast.
It didn't rhyme.
Does that not rhyme?
Time goes fast when you're in a pod. Oh, yeah, yeah, it does. Fast.
I was about to say, I was like, what? I was like, are you sure that, like, is it just me?
I thought you meant, like... you rhymed time and podcast.
No!
I'm the dumb one here. Okay. I swear we're not drunk.
Oh, no. Not just
I swear.
Yet. I mean, we're not. Period.
I swear.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Okay, that. Given that arms were non-critical for hunting, it's possible that a Cenozoic current geological era tyrannosaur could have been armless, says Holtz.
Who?
Holtz.
Holtz?
Holtz.
Holtz? Okay. Alrighty.
To me, it sounded like Hulk when I said it.
Yeah, same. That's what I thought you said. I was like, Hulk with this? Hulk? Hulk smash?
Who thought he could be that smart? Anyway. The beginning of the Cenozoic era, which spans the period from 66 million years ago until the present day, might essentially have been an ecological extension of the late Cretaceous. Various creatures such as titanosaur theropods, huge long-necked dinosaurs like Argentinosaurus. Hadrosaurs, duck-billed dinosaurs like Oh no, Ducky!
Brody, no crying on stream.
Sarah...
Brody, no crying on stream. We're not allowed to cry while we're on stream, all right?
Podcast, not stream.
Stream.
Okay.
it's stream to me.
Okay. Ceratopsians.
It's a stream to me, okay?
Ceratopsians, horned-beaked dinosaurs like Triceratops. Sarah!
Oh, my God!
and predators such as the Tyrannosaurus would have still have remained common. But as we further... But as we head further from the Cretaceous towards...
I was about to say. towards what type of word is there that you can't read?
Yeah. There would likely have been significant changes, says Dr. Andy Fark. Not the swear word, F-A-R-K-E. At the Raymond...
You definitely meant the swear word. You definitely meant that swear
Andy
word.
Fark.
Yep, you definitely meant this. Yes.
Okay. Ulster Museum of Paleontology in Claremont, California. I'm thinking about uninviting you to the Halloween party. I'm kidding.
Oh my God, don't do that.
I'm kidding.
No, I want to go to the Halloween. I'm going to dress up as Tinkerbell.
I can't believe Lurie almost didn't come.
Pardon?
I can't believe Lurie almost did not come.
She better be bloody coming.
All right, Nikki. Anyway, if dinosaurs...
Stop! Oh my God!
If dinosaurs were still...
Do you want to be funny? If I rocked up at that Halloween party dressed up as Nikki.
Oh my God, I would totally, like... You would be my favorite person on the planet. You could honestly, like, do her just, like, foundation and mascara and then rough up your hair and then you're Nikki. And wear orange clothes.
Do I really look like her?
Yes, you kind of do.
With all the freckles and everything?
Yeah, she has freckles.
I know, no, I mean, like, my freckles. My freckles cover my face and, like, my arms and everywhere. Like, oh, they're just everywhere.
That's why I said a little bit like a sheer foundation.
So just like a lighter foundation? I'm confused.
Yeah. Anyway, if dinosaurs were still around today, they'd be pretty different to what we think of at the end of the age of the dinosaurs. Things like the T-Rex and Triceratops, he argues, you might still recognize them as a dinosaur, but who knows what kind of body shapes and body plans might have come up in the past 66 million years. Many of the mammals with which were familiar might not have had the opportunity to evolve. By the way, I'm trying to, like, think of stuff in my head as I'm reading, so that's probably why I'm slipping up.
What do you mean you're trying to think? What are you thinking of, Brady?
I'm thinking about how mad I was at Dree at one point.
At who?
Dree, when she was like, I might not come, and I'm like,
oh, man.
But then she came to me and she was like, you know what, your place is close. By the way, you better become friends with Dree, because she's actually, I'll talk about this at the end so we have something to talk about. We're not just talking about it in the middle. Anyway, you can't underestimate. Yes, the importance of that extinction 60 million years ago, 66 million years ago, and really hitting the reset button for mammals and clearing the playfield, adds Falk. Of course, he had to say that. I should have just sent this to you and got you to talk, like, say it, because I have the biggest speech problems.
The biggest
already.
The biggest speaking problems.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do better, Brady. Just saying.
All right. Already in the Cretaceous, there were numerous fluffy feathered theropods scampering in the trees. Assuming that flowering plants continues to spread and thrive as they did in our history, then could primate-like dinosaurs have specialized to take the advantage of the fruit they produced? Professor Matthew Bonin, a paleobiologist at Stockton University in New Jersey, argues that the evolution of primates' large, forward-facing eyes with color vision was primarily to forage for fruit. There's not much sugar. I was about to be like, there's so much! Is there a connection between frugivorous fruit and eating, and aka vegan, and having a larger brain? We don't know, but one could imagine arboreal dinosaurs that formed a co-evolutionary relationship with flowering plants by eating their fruits and dispersing the seeds, he says. Whether these fruit-eating dinosaurs would have evolved complex social groups like primates is pure speculation. By the way, I was actually thinking about becoming a vegetarian at one point.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never.
Me and my sister were thinking about it, but then I was like, pork!
I can't leave my steak behind. That's just never gonna happen.
I mean,
steak is my life.
The only thing I wouldn't be able to do is let go of, like, face washes, certain clothes, you know.
Yeah.
That would be the hardest part of it. Honestly, what I don't understand is why people absolutely hate vegetarians / vegans, but I do understand that if they hate them when they're, like, protesting outside of, like, butchers and crap.
Yes.
Those are the vegans that I don't like.
Okay. Wait, we might have vegans watching, so that might be... I mean, listening, so, like...
Yeah.
That's not offensive, by the way. We don't mean that as an offensive way, but it's just, like... Yeah.
Who cares what you put in your mouth?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that. I'm not
going to. Don't you dare, Nikki.
I'm not. Oh, I was gonna, it was a really good joke too. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Other ecological spaces. By the way, I thought about that when I said, who cares whatever you like put in your mouth. Anyway,
Were you thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Other ecological spaces little explored by dinosaurs were aquatic environments. In mammals, we've seen a return to the sea in several different iterations, says Falk. We've had things like whales and manatees that have gone back into the oceans, and things like otters that spend a lot of time in the water. It's cool to think about what dinosaurs could have looked like if they'd gone in Cetacean direction. One of my favorite animals are otters. They are just so cute.
Really? I've never, ever, 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 ever seen an otter in my life, apart from the only otter that I've probably come close to seeing is, I haven't Googled it, is Zootopia.
You've never even seen, like, a picture of an otter?
No, I don't have time for looking up otters.
I'm going to send you like 2,000 pictures of otters after this podcast.
Oh my God, no. I won't be able to look at the messages like we've sent recently.
So oh my God, you know Destiny, right?
Yeah.
One of our previous guests. She started crying in class the other day.
Why?
Because we were looking up like pictures of cute animals. She looks up polar bear and she sees this polar bear with the head of a baby polar bear in its mouth. Like bleeding. Like dead.
Was she crying?
He literally just started crying and I'm like, oh.
Oh, man.
I started laughing and I felt so bad and I was like, oh, I wanted to laugh and like be there for her at the same time. But, you know.
I would have lost it. I would have been like, it's life, honey. And I would just laughed.
But like my three top favorite animals are wolves.
They're okay. They're not the, like, okay, they, if I could, I'd get one as my pet, but like
the other two will are very weird. Wolves, goats, and raccoons. Specifically fat raccoons.
Why?
They're so cute.
You just want, aww. Cuddles, that's what I say. Cuddles. Holy crud buckets. I'm looking at my mother collection. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hang on a second. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I have 20 mother cans sitting in my
bedroom. Mother or monster? Which one do you rather?
Wait. Are these mother or monsters? I'm confused.
Does it have like a claw mark?
Oh, it's a mix. There's. Oh my God.
I drink mothers, Frostberry specifically.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, they're my favorite.
Oh my God. They're my favorite too. Oh.
They're just the best.
Oh my god, yes, they are. I have seen, like, people literally walk past me and be like, how do you drink that?
Like, I know! Literally, I've had people tell me it's, like, the medicine you buy from the shops, and I'm like, well, get me some of that instead.
Get me some of that medicine. Where was that medicine when I was younger, hey? Like, where was that medicine when I needed it, when I was, you know, I was laying in my bed, and I didn't want to eat the, I didn't want to have the medicine that my mum was giving me because it was disgusting. So, give me the medicine that, you know, tastes like that, because I'm sure as hell I would have that. Like,
oh my god, I have this medicine story that I'm gonna tell when we're done. Make sure you remind me. Okay. But if they're giant marine reptile relatives, the Mosasaurus and Plesiosaurus had survived, then the dinosaurs might have found it hard to get a foothold. Could it also have been other consequences of dinosaurs and their reptilian relatives, such as the flying pterosaurs, not tearing out of the end of the Cretaceous, although birds coexisted with dinosaurs a long time in the Cretaceous. I'm just going to skip a lot of it because, like, you know.
Because why not?
I don't want to be reading the whole thing. We're already 30 minutes in.
It's probably, like, huge.
Yeah, it is. I'm just going to go on a marathon of reading right now, so you can just do your side comments, but I'm just going to go back to it every time you do. The dinosaurs that might do particularly well in the modern era are those that could learn to live and thrive alongside people. In our world today, the vast majority of animal biomass is made up of species that we farm or have domesticated, or those that live around our cities and developments. And so it would have been in a reality where humans and dinosaurs coexisted. There might have been dinosaur equivalents of seagulls, pigeons, rats, raccoons.
Oh my god.
And fox. Oh, could you imagine a giant raccoon that you can just hug?
That would, like, be a so giant. Cute. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need their, like, you don't need nobody to hug you. You just have a giant raccoon.
Mm-hmm. I called him Gerald. Anyway, and foxes.
Gerald.
All very well adapted to take advantage of the resources available in urban environments. Small, scrappy dinosaurs might have been able to eke out a living on the margins of housing developments, suggests Falk. What is going on with Falk? White space taking all the spotlight, Falk. You can... Every time I hear, like, your dog's toy squeak, I think it's, like, your voice, but, like, really quiet, like, squeal down. You know how people speed up their voices?
I'm trying to stop her because she's fighting me. She's like, don't touch my toy. Angel. She nearly bit me before. She didn't, like, bite me, you know. She nearly bit me before because I touched her toy. And she was like, ang. I was like, oh, are you serious? Like, I would yell at you right now, but I'm in a podcast, so it's not going to happen.
You can just imagine little big herbivorous dinosaurs nibbling at the roses and hydrangeas in your garden. Animals that do well in urban environments today tend to be those that are good at eating whatever we're throwing away and making use of the structures we build, agrees Arbor. Small omnivorous or predatory theropods would perhaps have been lurking around garbage cans. Obviously, we might have domesticated dinosaurs to exploit for meat and eggs or agricultural labor, and we would very likely have taken them into our homes as pets, the feathery or scaly equivalent of dogs and cats. Perhaps so, the idea that humans could have evolved in a world filled with dinosaurs is simply too far-fetched. I have no doubt that we would not be here, says Bruce 8. The asteroid was one of those dominoes that set in motion a chain of events that led to us. Without the dinosaurs disappearing, mammals would not have had the same opportunity. He argues that mammals had already existed with dinosaurs for 160 million years or more when the asteroid struck, but they were mostly marginal, shadowy little creatures and had the asteroid not cause a mass extinction would likely remain the way today. Are you ready for the last sentence?
The last sentence. Oh my god, it better be good.
As Brucette points out, what's another 66 million years when it had already been like that for 160 million years already?
Oh my god. Wait, where's the Big Bang? We've got to go out with a Big Bang.
It had no Big Bang.
No, we can make a Big Bang, ready? And the asteroid hit and they all died. The end. Bang. Where's the Big Bang?
Could you imagine if that asteroid hit right now?
Can we not? No.
Like, we're in the middle of recording a podcast and it's like, boop.
The podcast just goes dead silent. Imagine if it was, oh, no, it wouldn't, but you know.
You know what I said on my last episode? Wait, let me think. Last episode.
What did you say?
I was like, since animals may take over the world and we may all go extinct. Hey, squirrels that are listening. They just find phones and start listening to podcasts and like. So in conclusion, pretty much dinosaurs probably wouldn't have survived, but if they did, they would have had to evolve to live alongside us.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be any T-Rexes or any of the stuff that you're hoping for.
God damn it. God damn it.
Sorry,
go back in time. Do you reckon I could go just... We can go into the movie Back to the Future. Is that what it's called? Back to the Future?
I've actually never watched it.
Oh my god, Brody.
I've never watched that or the Titanic.
Oh my god.
Because I know I'll cry to the Titanic. I cry to everything. I'm a Cancer.
We're watching it when I come over. Oh, you're a Cancer?
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. Same with Hannah.
Ew.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry to every Gemini watching, but I just have had the worst experience with Geminis. Literally, I'm like, they're not all the same.
No. Have you had the worst experiences with me? Have you? No.
Yes.
No, you have not.
Literally, every single enemy that I have is either a Pisces, a Gemini, or a Virgo.
Will you just wait? What are you again?
A Cancer.
Oh my god, same as Hannah. Yeah, no. I get along with so many Cancers, it's not funny. Like, I get along with you, I get along with Hannah.
Are you sure you get along with me? Mrs. Gemini?
Yes, I get along with you. You don't have a choice.
I do have a choice.
No, you don't.
Power of freedom.
Free Brody. No, not gonna happen, buddy.
Are you sure about that?
But yeah, I'm 100%. All the Geminis that are watching, go and...
Is this why everybody likes Chloe more than me?
Is Chloe a Gemini?
No, she's a Sagittarius.
Oh, so she was
close to it, though.
Yeah. Can you hear my dog breathing in the background?
I heard something and then it went silent.
Oh. She's like biting me because I took a toy. Because she's not squeaking it while I'm on podcast. Thank you.
Yes. By the way, I'm going to put a poll on Instagram to say if Mia should start her own podcast.
Are you actually?
Yeah. My Instagram is at whatifpodcast2020.
Oh, but I can consider it, maybe.
What would you name it if you did get a podcast?
I don't know.
Like, let's say we got a podcast, right? What would it be about and what would you name it?
It would probably be about... Oh, I don't even know. I don't know, honestly. Like, that's... She took the pizza! Sorry, hang on a second. It'll probably be about, okay? Like, what... I don't even know. Brody, give me ideas.
You could do conspiracy theories.
Yeah, actually, maybe. That sounds... Oh, I could do... Oh, my God, I could do zodiac sign things. Like, talk about zodiac signs. Because, like, I...
How long is that going to last, though? You got to have something that will last a long time.
I will make it last a long time. I am a very long shadow. And, like... I just... I enjoy talking.
Maybe you could do the conspiracy theory one. And then you can have, like, podcasts. You can have the zodiac signs at, like, the end of the episode.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, I might do that.
So, if you were to get a podcast, that's what you would do?
Yeah. My dog, Angel.
I think your dog is going through some emotional issues right now. You should get it to a therapist.
Do you hear that?
All I hear in the background is...
I took her pizza, so now she's going angry at me.
Her pizza?
Yeah. It's like...
Okay, now it really needs a therapy. You're feeding your dog pizza?
No. No. It's a chewy. Oh, God. No, it's a chew toy thing.
Wait, what was I going to say before? What was the story
about? The medicine, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, I remember we were going to, what's it called? You know that theme park that's near the Gold Coast sort of thing?
There's a lot of theme parks in the Gold Coast.
Dream World,
oh my god, yes.
So we were going there when I was about 8 years old. Never seen that and yet. I was really sick.
Oh.
And we stopped near ones, but not like at it, but. I was like almost vomiting in the car, so we stopped. And my mom was like, "You gotta take this tablet." I'm like, "Okay." And then I was about to have the tablet, and I like asked her for some water, and she's like, "I don't got no drink." and then she's like, "You'll have to eat it, like crunch down on it and swallow it." I put it in my mouth. Crunch down on it and then vomit it out because it tasted so bad.
Oh my god, that would literally suck. Yuck.
Can you imagine trying to eat a tablet without water? Like, eat it? Like, not even drinking it?
I can swallow a tablet without water, but like.
Oh no.
I don't chew it. Wait, I don't chew it.
I did that once, never again.
I remember I was driving to Sydney.
Yeah.
And the worst thing happened. So I started getting like, not homesick, like I don't even know. It came out of nowhere. We were on the way to Sydney and I was getting like really sick. And I asked Mum to pull over. We stopped. And, oh, my God. Anyway, sorry. We stopped. I jumped out of the car. And I was like, all right, I'm going to the toilet. I literally ran to the toilet. Nothing. Literally nothing happened. And then the funniest thing, I came out, right? And I was like, maybe I'm just, like, dehydrated. So I grabbed a bottle of water. And turns out that the whole time that I was drinking water, I was making myself throw up.
Oh my god.
So I couldn't drink water for the whole entire trip.
Wow.
Yeah, I could have milkshakes and stuff, but if I had water, like, I was dying because I love my water. I don't know why. It's the best tasting thing in the world. I don't just. But.
You love your water like I love my books.
You love books?
I don't love them, but, like, it's, yes, like...
Well, I love water. Like, love water. Anyway, I'm a weird child. Leave me alone.
Oh, God. I texted Mia before, and I was like, hey, can you be guest on the podcast? It'll be, like, 30 minutes max.
Who?
It's, like, 45 minutes in. You.
Oh, you texted me saying it'll be like 30 minutes max.
Yeah, and it's like 45 minutes in now.
Lol.
And we're not counting the time before we were, like, doing the podcast so we could work out what we were doing.
Yeah. Man, that's something like that.
Chloe's fired.
Why? What did Chloe do?
You're more interesting.
Aw.
Sorry, Chloe. You're not fired. You're the other boss, so how can I fire you?
Okay, so who's... I'm gonna bite you. Yeah, I'll bite you. Don't bite me.
Why did I think you were just saying that to Chloe?
No. No, I was talking to my dog. She's trying to get the pizza. Anyway, sorry. Chloe, what was I saying?
Did you just say glowy?
No, I said Chloe.
Oh, okay.
Did you think I can say glowy? Glowy!
I'm hoping Chloe does not listen to this. Or should I say Glowy?
Glowy, don't listen to this, Glowy. If you're listening to this, Glowy, please leave the chat. I was kidding. I don't mind.
Glowy. Oh, Glowy is blocked from chat. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so I was like, every time I drank water, I just threw up, and it was like the worst feeling ever.
Oh! Now you're making me feel sick.
I feel sick talking about it. I thought it was just me, but okay. Oh my god, Brittany, did I tell you I got my belly pierced? Yeah, did I you? Did. Oh, I didn't.
I might be getting my lip pierced.
Your lip. I was going to get my nose. Lip. I was going to get my nose pierced. That was the same day I was supposed to get my belly pierced. So what happened was I was going to get my nose pierced. But then I looked at the belly piercing. I was like, can you ring up Pop for me? I told that to Mum. I was like, can you ring up Pop for me? And can, like, you know, you tell him I'm getting a belly piercing instead of a nose piercing. And she's like, okay, I'll try. So she did. Pop agreed. I got a belly piercing instead of a nose piercing. And it was so worth it. It's so worth it.
Well, my mum got a tongue piercing and she's like, do not get it.
Oh, really?
It, like, ruined her teeth forever.
Did it? Oh, no. I couldn't do a tongue piercing.
And there's, like, a hole in her tongue now. She's like, I do not recommend.
Oh, man, that would, like... Oh, no. I can't
do not tongue
piercings because it scares me. Like, if, like, I hit something wrong, like... And something goes wrong and it like drags through my tongue. No, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, well, I might get a tattoo in 2 years.
Oh my god, I'm getting a tattoo the second I can get a tattoo because.
You can get one when you're 16.
Yeah, I'm getting a tattoo on my middle finger and it's going to go across the side and it's going to be literally, I don't even think it can be counted. Count. Oh my god, I can't speak. I don't even think it counts as being a tattoo because it's literally just 8 dots on the side of my middle finger.
Yeah. Because
it represents my family. Every single tattoo that I'm getting is going to be it's going to have it has to have like a good reason to be on my body because like
yeah, same with mine.
But yes. Guess that's...
Yeah, but I'm like, probably getting a tattoo when I'm 16.
Yeah.
One when I'm 15, and then... Oh, no. One when I'm 16, one when I'm 17, one when I'm 15. Ooh. 18.
Saying? I was like, what?
I keep on saying 15 for some reason. Yes. Brittany, my first one...
Who are you thinking about? Just kidding.
What?
I said, who are you thinking about? Who's 15 that you're thinking
about? Oh, I was about to say that. Wait, what?
Who is 15 that you're thinking about?
Oh, I was thinking about Destiny because she's a year older than me. So when I turn 17, she's going to be 18.
Oh.
When I'm 16, I'm getting a tattoo of... This is going to sound dumb, but one of Ariana Grande's songs.
Really? Which one? Thank you, next.
Breathing.
Oh, sorry, what?
Breathing, the one where it's like, just keep breathing and breathing and breathing. You know that one? It's like about anxiety and crap. I'm getting it matching with my old assistant. It's going to be like a cloud with a little like satin on the side. It's going to be like breathing.
Aww. Oh, love. Yeah,
and it's going to be on my wrist.
As you said that, an Ariana Grande gif was sent to me. That's funny.
Yeah, and then my second tattoo is going to be matching with Destiny.
Yeah, which one's that?
And it's going to be like, do you know Shadowhunters?
Yes, I love Shadowhunters.
It's going to be the Parabati ruin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm getting that. But it's only going to be like a small one on my wrist next to the one. And that's going to be my second tattoo when I'm 17. And then my 18th birthday one is going to be a big one on my right. Like, those are going to be on my left wrist. The big one's going to be, like, going down my right hand.
Yeah.
Like, arm, I mean. Not hand, arm. I'm sorry, I'm not talking right.
No, it's okay, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, ba-da-da-da-da. Well.
By the way, V is coming over my house. In 3 days?
3 days. Holy crap, this is so soon. Yeah, 3 days. I'm going over there for Halloween. Yeah.
I haven't seen you in 2 years.
Holy crap. No, it's more than 2 years. It's 3 years.
Wait. Do you remember when there was sports on and we didn't want to go, so we hid it in the little share room in the hall?
Don't say that on podcast. Jeez. I was kidding. Yeah, no, I remember that.
It's been more than 2 years.
I know. I was kidding. I was messing
with you. Not like I'm going to get sued or anything.
Neck, you get sued for like... No, you wouldn't. But, you know. I'd just laugh at you.
The school sues me for not going to class 2 years ago.
Oh, man. That'd be funny. Why are you getting sued?
They're like, detention.
Why are you getting sued? They wag sports.
We didn't actually. We like literally was in there with everybody, but we were like, they were gonna make us do sports, and we just went just hid. And hid like behind the chairs.
We said no.
No, sorry. I forgot who the teacher was that day. Do you remember Miss Hooker?
Miss Hooker or Hooker?
Hooker. H-O-O-K-E-R.
Oh, God.
Do you remember her?
Was she
there? Oh, God.
I remember Miss Quinn.
Do you remember Miss Quinn?
Yeah. Our English teacher that got pregnant.
I
swear, every English teacher.
What?
Every single English teacher I know is getting pregnant.
Oh my God, my English teacher is my favorite teacher.
She's so sweet. My history teacher is my favorite because we do nothing. We do nothing. I was kidding.
She lets us like grab our phones out in class listen to music and yeah.
Same as my teacher. And then my media arts teacher, because I do media arts as an elective. God. And it's just amazing. My media arts teacher is my second favorite because he's he's kind. All the other teachers go up holes right up their bum cracks. It's not pleasant.
So I mentioned how I'm writing a book, right? Two teachers have already given me permission to use like their names in it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so...
My drama teacher and my Fez teacher. You know what I'm going to do with them?
What's that?
We're going to, like, start taking over the school, right? But there's going to be this one, staff room door that we cannot get open. And we're going to try to get it open. We're going to get, like, a hammer and jam it through. And we're going to find Miss Bartlett. like, cable tied to the wall, and she'll be a zombie. Then Mr. Powell, he's going to be, like, all shaken up in the corner, and he's going to be like, we're going to help him up. And about 3 days later, I come up to him, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like, we found the zombie virus in you, and you have 1 day left.
Oh, wow.
And then in the middle of me talking to him, Destiny comes up behind me, and she's like, Brody, and I'm going to be, like, caught up in the moment, like, crying and crap. And she's going to be like, Brody! And I'm going to be like, what? She's going to be like, there's been a breach on Sector 8. By the way, this is sneak peek for my book. Yeah, she's going to be like, there's been a breach on Sector 8. And I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? And she's going to be like, there's been a breach on Sector 8. There's zombies coming in. We can't get them out. Mr. Powell's going to think in his big brain, like, may as well kill myself. Oh. So he's gonna, like, sacrifice himself and lead the zombies away so we can block it up in time.
That's sad.
And you know Sienna, right? Yes. Do you know how she's dating somebody?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, she's gonna cheat on that certain someone with, another certain someone, her ex-boyfriend.
She's like,
and she's also, by the way, disclosed, guys, if you guys are sensitive to sexual assault, etc.,
skip
like 15 seconds. Yeah, she's gonna be raped by somebody.
She's going to be?
Well, yeah.
Is this like planned? Like, can we stop it or what?
No, like, this is in the book.
Oh.
And then,
right, I thought she's this was gonna... real life. Never mind.
No! Oh my god. This is all in the book, like, sneak peek for my book.
I was like, oh.
No, I only said that because, yeah, like, talking about it. Yeah, and then she's gonna get pregnant.
Oh.
After all those things happened. But she don't know who the baby daddy is. And then she's gonna be like, I can't put the stress on them, I can't tell them. And she doesn't tell them, and then Jaden dies not knowing that she was pregnant.
Is that
Jaden? Like, her boyfriend doesn't know. Yeah, her boyfriend. He's gonna die not knowing that she's pregnant. Okay. And then they're gonna do blood test results on the other two guys, and it's not gonna be their baby. And it was Jaden's.
Jeez, I cannot talk. Or I just get it skipped. Like, messed up.
Well, she did have a girlfriend at one point, but, you know. Anyway.
What? Oh, no. No! Are you there?
What? Yeah?
Brody!
What?
Well, what? That's sad. What? No!
Can you guys hear this?
I just
Mia.
Alright, I'm gonna text. Still hear me? I'm gonna text Brody. And I'm gonna be like,
I can hear you, Mia. I can hear you.
My thing is playing up.
Mia.
That sounds wrong. Angel baby.
Mia, I know.
Come here. Come here. Come have an emotional breakdown with Mummy Bear.
Oh my god, this weirdo.
I know. You can hear me, Brody. Hello, Brody. Okay. Well.
Hello. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but.
So, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna go, right? Right? Hang on.
Well, she can't hear me, but, you know, I'm going to close it off. Thank you guys for listening so much.
Well, I don't know what to do. I think I should just go. Okay. So, I'm going to go.
Thank you guys.
If you guys...
Thank you guys for listening.
My... Instagram.
Thank you, Mia, for...
If you guys want my Instagram, it's literally, it's just Mia, M-I-A, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, there's no space, underscore, X-O, and then 1. If you guys want that, just add me on that, and then just, I guess, have a chat to me if you guys want. Oh, I'm not going to do anything, you know? Okay. Anyway, well, I'm going to go. Because my mic cut out, which is great, because then I can't talk to Brody. But, yeah. Anyway, peace. Have fun.
All right. See you, Mio. You can't hear me.